Hi, this is Tyler, and this is Come Follow Me Meditations on the Old Testament. Good afternoon. It is January 3rd for me. I am really excited to start this journey of podcasting again, and I'm going to be embarking on a new theme. I'm really excited as a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to be studying the Old Testament. I'm going to actually disclose here. I have no real relationship with these scriptures. I don't feel any kind of emotional tie to the Old Testament, and I don't feel that I can easily connect to a lot of the Old Testament. I have not spent the time to really dive into it and learn from it. Now, personally, I have a hard time with scripture study to begin with, unless I'm doing deeper dives into what the scriptures can give me as far as how to live my life and what do the scriptures tell me about living the best life possible. Of course, now with my profession and my background, I look for things that have to do with emotional well-being, and I look for things that have to do with self-reliance. Obviously, that's kind of a buzzword right now in the church. And so that's what my focus is going to be in my study. So with that in mind, I'd like to talk to you about what this podcast will be for this next year. Going forward, I really want this to be a place where I can talk about the insights that I gather from the scriptures that really have to do with those things, emotional well-being, emotional self-reliance. Where do we learn about how to be good custodians of this mind and soul that we have? Where do we learn about maintaining and managing our emotions from the scriptures? I don't think there's a lot of emphasis that is paid to these things, and I would like to be able to give voice to those. So, that being said, now the first area of study that I've looked at, so looking back on last week, I really was excited about Moses 1:20-22. I'm not even going to read it. I'm going to let you look at it, but the dichotomy of the chapter, first of all, you have Moses looking at what it's like to be with God versus what it's like to be with Satan. And when you look at the scriptures with him in the presence of God, you have light and knowledge and expansive, and it's exciting and beautiful, and you get this feeling that there's just this growing experience for him, that the experience is growth and light and knowledge. And then when he's with Satan, we actually have an emotion that is labeled fear. Fear is the emotion that's discussed. And so, of course, my flag pops up and I get excited about, okay, what are we going to learn about this emotion? And right off the bat, I'm really excited because there is some discussion about how to manage and what that emotion probably does. Now, first of all, we know that fear does not come from God, from other scriptures. So here's fear in the presence of Satan. So fear acknowledges that we are not in the presence of godliness, that there's something else that's here. In this case, it's Satan. And what is to be done with fear is what I think is really interesting. So Moses takes a look at this feeling and addresses it by calling out to God. And when he does, he is strengthened. I think this is really significant. And I'll tell you why. But first of all, so here's the call to action. Fear is a call to Moses to action. Fear comes, he feels it. Here's this emotional red flag for him. And what does he do with that? He calls to God. He calls to connection with deity. And by doing so, he is strengthened. Now, if you go back and look at the beginning of the chapter when he's with God, there's no talk of strengthening. There's really no talk of emotion. And there's nothing really for him to do. He's in the presence of God. And because he's in the presence of God, he sees all this amazingness. But there really isn't a place to touch it. There's no moment of him developing or growing or whatever. Then when he's in this position where he is afraid, he has this call to action that comes before him, and he addresses it by calling back to God. And by doing so, he is strengthened. I think that is just so significant for us. And I really love where this is going to head. It makes me very excited for the rest of what this year will be. And I hope that there's more experiences like this, because I think what this teaches us echoes a lot of what I already believe. We have to have the light and the darkness. There has to be these oppositions for us to be able to grow and develop. And we have fear, we have negative emotion to call us to react. These are just signifiers. Emotions are just signifiers for us that there's something going on. And fear allows Moses at this time to address that he's not where he probably should be. He's not among people he wants to be. But by reaching out back to God, he is strengthened. And by being strengthened, he can endure the fear and endure that contact. This is where, and so I'm going back now. So this is where I think it's really cool. You don't see the fear resolve. It's not like he's no longer afraid. I'm strong now and I'm no longer afraid. In fact, that fear is still there, and yet he is stronger in the fear. Man, I think this is just so significant for all of us. Me, I love the idea of I don't have to be afraid of fear. I am not weak in fear, but by calling on God, by connecting, and I think that there's a broader lesson here of reaching out to someone when you're afraid, asking for help, connecting. This is the lesson. When you're afraid, reach beyond yourself. Connect with God, connect with family, connect with someone, and you will be strengthened in your fear. You will be able to support, feel the support you need to get through your fear. You don't have to run away from fear. Fear should tell you to connect. What an incredible lesson right off the bat. So I'm very excited for what this year has in store for us. I'm very excited to see what we can glean from the Old Testament and from the Pearl of Great Price. Obviously, these scriptures are from Moses, which are part of the canon in the LDS Church. Right off the bat, I'm very, very excited about where we're headed and the things that we can learn that will contribute to our emotional resilience, our emotional self-reliance, and hopefully connect us, you know, more to these scriptures and bring us closer to God in the process. So that's my desire. I hope to be able to give little blurbs like this that will uplift and be a service to others who are looking for more emotional connection to their scriptures. This is not meant to be therapeutic in any way. However, I think doing this and having meditations on the scriptures is therapeutic. But, you know, I'm excited. For the first time, I'm excited to read the Old Testament. So if this excites you and this is something that you're looking for as well, then welcome to it. You're among friends. Well, I haven't figured out a sign off or how to get off of this yet, but I will. And I am going to probably eventually change to a different podcast center. I have some friends who I will also hopefully be interviewing as the year goes on. But watch out, I'm just gonna pop these up as I have these experiences with the scriptures, and hopefully I can be a beat ahead so that you can feel like this is helping guide you in your studies as well, if this is useful to you. And I'd like to hear from you. So, shoot me back a message. Let me know if this is something you're interested in, or if you think I missed the mark. Beauty of this kind of media is that you can, we can reach out and guide each other. And just as we learned today, it's about connection, right? So if you feel that I missed the mark, reach out, connect with me. I'd love to hear your views on this, and I'd love to be enlightened and educated by your experience as well. So that said, happy reading.